Monday morning, new week, new month, same you, different you. That's up to you, right? It is April Fool's Day, April 1st. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of your Pinpoint Podcast, where we have the same old, same me and maybe the new and improved Max Crawford. That's up to him. Either way, let's talk about some rain and some thunderstorms as we jumpstart this new month.
Nah, same me. Oh boy, is it a warm and muggy start to the day, and what is going to be a very warm and windy finish to your Monday. South winds 10 to 20, even up to 15 to 20 before the afternoon is done. And really, that's all you need to know about the daytime hours on Monday, where there could be a quick shower here and there, not expecting anybody to really need the rain gear throughout the day today. But we've been talking about the next spring storm system that rolls across the lower 48 and what that means for us. And we told you last week we thought it would be somewhere between Monday night and the first half of the day on Tuesday, and now it looks like Monday night if we are going to find any activity. Another redundant emphasis on the if, because we still really think that the higher risk for severe weather, the more widespread thunderstorms are going to be off to our north and then off to our north and east as we head into this afternoon and evening and right into tonight. Storms get kicked up closer to I-35, and in those areas from North Texas all the way up through central Oklahoma, they are outlined for the potential for some classic supercells that could drop some large hail and spawn a couple tornadoes as well. Now, in our area, we largely expect the cap or that lid on the atmosphere to hold, not only through the day, but largely into tonight as well. And then that same trough of low pressure moves eastward and moves that severe weather risk to our north and to our east. In between, there leaves this little window where we could see a couple thunderstorms sneak down our way as we head into tonight. That's as early as about 8 p.m. and as late as about 2 a.m. leading into our Tuesday. There are a couple of models that bring some scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms to go along with that, and largely brings any isolated strong activity north of OSR. So if you've been keeping up with the forecast over the past couple of days, we largely have kept the forecast the same. Though there is a potential that we still see a couple of storms screaming down BCS way, we largely, again, expect most of that activity to be to the north of our area. But if some rumbles wake you up overnight, check that Pinpoint Weather app and we'll of course keep you updated. Main threat should we find any of this activity is for some strong winds and for some hail. That tornado threat looking pretty unlikely right now.
Statistics with Shell.
Okay, March is done and over with, so let's recap. It was the 16th warmest March of record. It tied with 1961 to take that title. The average temperature this month, 65.6. Your average temperature, around 62. That's all daytime highs and overnight lows considered. So we ended the month 3.5 degrees above the average for this time of the year. Now, maybe some promising news for you. This was the quote-unquote coolest March that we've experienced since 2018. But what's not great promising news for you is that this is the 28th year in a row that March has ended above average in Bryan and College Station, as well as the Brazos Valley. The coolest temperature we can muster up this month, that was just 54 degrees. It happened back on the 19th. It was a Tuesday morning. We had 19 mornings that were considered above average. We also had 19 afternoons that were considered the same. And by the way, on the 5th of the month, you remember, we hit 90 degrees. That was a new all-time record for the day and about 100 days earlier than when we typically find our first 90-degree reading here in Bryan and College Station. Okay, so what does that mean now for April? Well, the Climate Prediction Center updated their outlook yesterday, and they now give us a 40 to 50% chance that we end the month with, you guessed it, above average temperatures. We've seen above average conditions since April of last year, with the exception of January this year. So technically, this would be the third month in a row for the year with above average temperatures if the forecast comes to pass. Now, what could be good from that, though, is we also have a 40 to 50% chance for above average precipitation. We could use some springtime rain around here. Average in the month of April for Bryan and College Station, that's right around 2.87 inches of rain. Texas also could use a cold front, some natural AC. This morning, temperatures around 70 degrees. If we only drop down to 71, or even if we're warmer, that's significant because the warmest low temperature of record that we have for this day is 71. And it didn't happen too long ago, back in 2006. In fact, the temperatures that you woke up to and walked out the door to this morning were significantly warmer than average. Typically, we start our morning in the mid-50s on the first day of April. Temperatures like what we experienced today are four times more likely to occur in this location at this time of the year due to climate change. In fact, conditions like this, we now know because of attribution science, are extremely rare to occur without human-induced man-made climate change. All that to be said, there is air conditioning on the way. The storms Max was telling you about will help to bring temperatures back to more typical levels for this time of the year. So tomorrow, we expect an average afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, we actually really kick on that AC. We start in the 40s and bring daytime highs only up around 70 degrees. And then a small warming trend takes off for the weekend. One last morning in the 40s on Thursday. Highs are back around seasonable conditions in the mid-70s. And then once we get into the weekend, upper 70s, low 80s ahead of the next storm. Chance that it's worth watching.
And that next storm chance could fall right around solar eclipse time. Look, I wish I had some better news to tell you space nerds, but morning model data is in step with what we've seen for the past couple of days, and right now it is looking like it could be mostly cloudy to even just straight up overcast, with a chance for some rain and thunderstorms on Monday, April 8th. Long-range model blend that we like to use, especially more than 6 or 7 days out, is giving us anywhere from a 65 to almost 90% chance of cloudy skies. Disclaimer, still plenty of time for things to change, but, yeah. All right, gang, we do believe that is going to do it for your Monday, April Fool's edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Try not to get fooled today. We won't do that to you, especially on a day where severe weather is possible. Again, we'll keep you updated throughout the day and into tonight if necessary, should any storms pop up, so you know you can keep it here. We'll wrap it up with that. We hope you have a fantastic first full week of April. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. We'll see you on the next one.